Now, last weekend, the Belfast City Marathon took place for the first time on a Sunday rather than the traditional bank holiday Monday. It ended in a little bit of controversy, didn't it, when it was discovered afterwards that the course was actually longer than it should have been, longer than the 26.2 miles. Joe ran the marathon, got in touch with us after he received his revised times. He ain't happy, Mr. Joe. He ain't happy at all.
Well, Stephen, there's a few issues with it. Firstly, it was 26.7 miles long. The organizers are now trying to say it was only 26.5 miles long instead of the 26.2. But on the day when we finished the cross line, I was trying to get myself a good for age time, Stephen, to get into any marathon basically in the world. And I had to get under 3 hours, 15 minutes for my age group. According to my watch, me running 26.2 miles got me in at 3 hours, 13 and 6 seconds. According to them, I got in at 3 hours, this is after their adjustment, 3 hours, 15 and 01 for running that same distance. That's over 2 minutes wrong, which takes me out of my category.
So is this how it works? You get into other marathons if you get a good time, and well, is that how it works? Stephen, I have no idea. I don't do any of this stuff.
I've been trying to get into London for a couple of years, and for me, a 50-year-old person to get into London for a good for age, I have to run under 3:15. So now it's taken me a couple of years to get my pace down to that.
Right.
So London's one of the hardest marathons to get into in the world for a good for age for men. According to my watch, and I got in at 3:13:06. That qualifies me for good for age to get into London. Now, if I get into London, I can get into near enough any other marathon in the world for my age group.
Why would you want into these things? I didn't even know there was a waiting list. Can you not just stroll up and run it?
No, you can't, now, Stephen. I know people who have been trying to get into London for 8 years.
Oh, well, they must be insane.
Under the ballot, and you can't do it. There's so many people put in for these marathons. And if you're not good for age, you go into a ballot, and the ballot is just picked at random.
So what are you going to do then with this? Does this cocked up time, you're about a minute out, does that mean that you should have got in, but now you're not going to, or are the organisers putting it right, or what?
Well, the organisers have said that they're rejigging the figures. I don't know how they're working out their figures, because they sent through a revised time. Now, what you also do when you run a marathon is you do what's called splits. And splits are every, say, 10K, 5K, 10K, half marathon. Throughout your marathon, they're supposed to be able to time when you got to those places. They sent me through my times. My times, according to them, are all 5 minutes off. It means I'm running 5 minutes slower at each interval.
Oh, for goodness sake. You know,
I have photographed all my splits on my watch. Whenever you go on to your app, it tells you every mile you've done and how fast you've done it. I have also photographed all that, sent it through to them. And all my watches, not only did it say I ran the marathon at 3:13:06.
Joke
but
this.
Then it also tells you that you ran 20. After that, then there's another one that says you ran 26.75 miles.
It's a joke.
In 3:17. You know, so I sent them through all this information, and they're still sending me back saying, nah, it was 3:15:01.
Well, how would they know if they can't get it right to the extent when you run the marathon, you're running more than a marathon? What credibility have they?
Well, you see, Stephen, that's what I'm trying to find out. And also, last night, I seen a post last night, Stephen. Three men started the marathon together. Three friends started it together, finished it together. And now, when they've had their time sent out, they're 4 minutes apart.
Clear off. That couldn't be right. That must be just a dirty, untrue rumour.
There's plenty of people run.
I know, but listen, there's loads of stuff on social media. It doesn't mean half of it's true.
But Stephen, when it comes to running, people are very passionate about their running, especially when you're running for a time. But as I say, my time is 2 minutes out. You know, and I'm going, these are supposed to be professional people. they're doing a professional job and are paid to do the job. And if my time that I have is 3:13:06, and their time that they have for me is 3:15:01, that's almost 2 minutes out.
And it's really important to you, clearly.
Stephen, I have trained in the last 60 weeks. I have done 3 marathons. Belfast last year, Dublin last year, and Belfast this year. And in those 60 weeks, in that time, I have physically trained for 49 of them. I have ran, to run the 26.2 mile this year, I ran 865 miles, so as I could run 26.2 miles. You know, so this isn't something that I just go out and I just run. And it's like everyone who trains for a marathon does these sort of things.
Listen, you can run physically better than me. I'm not too bad at chasing people behind the scenes here. So we'll chase them, because the amount of work that you put into a marathon, first of all, it is a comical, well, it's not comical if you've trained for this for many, many months, but it's like something out of some type of poor comedy sketch that we put on a marathon and we can't even get the length of it right for a start. Like, you know, CNN in America were reporting on this cock up.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, it just does not make us look good, does it? And then secondly...
No, it doesn't. It's terrible.
I want a straight answer from them. We'll probably get one, to be fair to them. We'll chase them now as to what they're going to do for people like you. Your time's important. How are they working it out?
Yeah, I have asked that as well, Stephen. I have asked, how are you working out my times? Because they say I ran a 10K in 50 minutes... 50 seconds. I have never ran a 10K in 50 minutes, 50 seconds. My 10Ks, if I'm running them as a 10K, are 40 minutes. Whenever I done it on Sunday, according to me, I ran 10K in 44 minutes, 33 seconds. They put me down as 50 minutes, 50 seconds. I went, that is over 5 minutes wrong. How have you worked that out? My half marathon time, according to me, I ran it in 1:35. They had down 1:40. I went, there's another 5. How are you working out these 5? How am I out by 5 minutes?
You're a bit of a...
can't be possible.
You're a bit of a running geek, clearly.
Well, Stephen, it's not. I'm in a running club, okay?
Oh, you're definitely a running nerd.
Whenever I decide to do something, I focus on it.
Yes. How old are you?
And but all me, I'm 50.
My God.
I started running 45.
My goodness.
But the thing is... I mean, I run with quite a few people, and I'm just, it has angered me. I'm usually really a quiet, reserved enough, and I would just let things go and don't let things annoy me. But this has upset me so much, because I have put, just for this one, for Sunday's run, I trained for 16 weeks, yeah. 16 weeks, I trained 6 days a week. You know, and it's not fun running. It's hard work.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And it has annoyed me so much that I just can't stand by and let this just go over my head. And I'm not alone. There are many runners out there who are going good for age and have now not got it. You know, if they've messed up for 100 people, you know, that's 100 people. If they've messed up for 1,000 people, that's 1,000. You know, but... at this moment, I'm interested in my time. One of the actual pacers of the marathon, the 3:30 pacer, actually put out a tweet saying that he has randomly checked 150 Strava, which is it's a system there that maps your run and tells you how fast you've done, how far you went, and all that there. And of 150 that he randomly were picked, it says that the marathon was 26.7 miles, which is 0.5 of a mile off. Now, the organizers are trying to say it's 0.3 of a mile off, and it's not. It's 0.5, because even on the day, as soon as I finished my run, I went over to the 3:15 pacer. I went to him, excuse me, and he put his hand up and said, yes, the run was a half a mile too long. We were told at mile 4 to speed up so as we could get in to make up for the half mile.
What? You know, this city can't even put on a marathon and make it the right length now.
Yeah.
And length is important when you're running a marathon. Yeah. But let's leave this on a lighthearted note. because I'll get your reaction to this. So this is true, Bill, okay? So what am I in now? I'm in week 14 now. So 13 weeks ago, I literally couldn't walk a couple of hundred yards without being out of breath, right? And you've been you've been boasting about your times here. So I'm not doing your 26-odd miles, whatever it is. But I'm now doing, on the wee running machine up in the gym, I'm now doing 3.2K, which is 2 miles, 9 minutes 40 a mile. Is that good, or is that, like, what should a fat man be running? I'm doing 9 minutes 40 a mile for 2 miles.
Stephen, you see, as long as you're actually moving and you're exercising, that's brilliant.
But should I be aiming for 9? Is 9 normal, or is 9.40 all right, or what?
Well, do you want me to tell you? You see, if you could run, I'm only going to say this, see if you ran a 9-minute mile and you could do a marathon, you would do it all under 4 hours.
No, two miles.
Me tell you, see you running 2 miles, Stephen.
Yes.
That is brilliant. You see, it's fantastic. See, whenever people go out and, you know, I watch you on TV. I know you've been trying for years.
Yeah.
You know, for anyone to do anything, and to get up and actually try and physically exert themselves and make themselves healthier. What more? You know, I mean, the thing about that is, I mean, you feel so much better. The healthier you get,
I feel so much clearer and sharper in the head. That's the thing. You know, it's nice to lose a wee bit. I'm still really fat, by the way. Okay. And, you know, I'm aware of it now. I'm not in denial about it now. And I feel really fat and I'm 4 stone off, but another 4 to go. All of that malarkey. But the as much of a difference to the physicality of it, just when I waken up in the morning, my brain's working sharper. And I don't feel
because
as lethargic. And I'm thinking clearer and I'm thinking faster. It's unbelievable.
It's amazing how your body works, Stephen.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you, see what you're saying there and you say about me. This is for me myself, okay, is that when I was born with club feet. Okay? I couldn't walk. I couldn't die. I had operations up until I was 3. I couldn't walk until I was 4. I'm not actually supposed to be able to run, Stephen. I'm only supposed to be able to walk. I was told, or my parents were told by the doctors when I was born, we're going to do operation on your son. He's never going to be able to walk if we don't do it. There's a 50-50 chance they will be able to walk if we do it, but all they'll be able to do is walk. When I go to the doctors now, the doctors are amazed that I can actually run.
Well, look, that makes your achievement even more incredible. So thank you.
It does, Stephen. That's why I'm so passionate about it.
Well, then let us try to fight to get you some answers, seriously. And thanks for bringing your story to us, mate. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you, bye. Stephen.
Well, there is a statement in the Belfast City Marathon are aware of the issues surrounding the time variances for all athletes who participated in the event. They basically haven't sorted it yet, to the bottom line. They say they're in discussions with Athletics NI and UK Athletics to resolve the issues, and they'll be in contact with all marathon and team relay participants as quickly as possible, they say.